They hiked back down to the highway through the mud. Smell of earth and wet ash in the rain. Dark water in the roadside ditch, sucking out of an iron culvert into a pool. In the yard, a plastic deer. Late the day following, they entered a small town where three men stepped from behind a truck and stood in the road before them, emaciated, clothed in rags, holding lengths of pipe.
"What have you got in the basket?"
He leveled the pistol at them. They stood. The boy clung to his coat. No one spoke. He set the cart forward again, and they moved to the side of the road. He had the boy take the cart, and he walked backwards, keeping the pistol on them. He tried to look like any common migratory killer, but his heart was hammering, and he knew he was going to start coughing. They drifted back into the road and stood watching. He put the pistol in his belt and turned and took the cart. At the top of the rise, when he looked back, they were still standing there. He told the boy to push the cart, and he walked out through a yard to where he could see back down the road. But they weren't there anymore. The boy was very scared. He laid the gun on top of the tarp and took the cart, and they went on. They lay in a field until dark, watching the road, but no one came. It was very cold. When it was too dark to see, they got the cart and stumbled back to the road, and he got the blankets out, and they wrapped themselves up and went on, feeling out the paving under their feet. One wheel on the cart had developed a periodic squeak, but there was nothing to be done about it. They struggled on for some hours, and then floundered off through the roadside brush and lay shivering and exhausted on the cold ground and slept till day. When he woke, he was sick. He'd come down with a fever, and they lay in the woods like fugitives, nowhere to build a fire, nowhere safe. The boy sat in the leaves watching him, his eyes brimming.
"Are you going to die, Papa?" he said. "Are you going to die?"
"No. I'm just sick.
I'm really scared."
"I know. It's all right. I'm going to get better. You'll see."